It is Waylon Hank FM, and it's why.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, the names may change, locations too. But people don't. It's why we can't have nice things. And boy, Epicenter, Florida. You may have already seen this video. Two 18-year-olds in Florida. Poorly planned that they were already 18 on their part, by the way. They were arrested Saturday after they tried to drive a riding lawnmower through Target.
Oh.
Yeah, the previous night, they used a leaf blower inside a restaurant. Because, you see, they were pranks for social media.
Oh, look at that. Hilarity ensues.
Now, no one was hurt. I mean, it was a full-on lawnmower. It wasn't, a riding lawnmower.
Husqvarna.
But they did some damage to the front door when they banged it into it a couple of times trying to get into the thing. So they're facing charges of disorderly conduct and criminal mischief for both pranks in the incident. Couple of Florida kids.
Yeah, you think you're so funny, don't you, mister?
18, you're Florida man. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. There's a lot of things you're going to find at a Waffle House at 3 a.m. Prompt service may not be one of them. A customer in Port Allen, Louisiana, was not pleased that a few others were served before him. Did not handle things with the most appropriate manner. So he got out his mace. Swatted two of the cooks.
Aww.
Police were later called. Nice. Medical personnel as well. No one had to go to the hospital, but there is an investigation. I don't know if anybody even got their pancakes.
Yeah, see, that's a problem.
I've got questions.
Well, they don't serve pancakes at Waffle House.
Okay, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, see?
At all?
That'll get you mace.
That's probably the problem.
All right, so the two kids that barged in there to Target on a riding lawnmower. Maybe part of a trend of... been going on in LA and other such hotbeds for Scientology. Have you seen the Scientology speed run attempts?
No.
This is where, because, you know, they're kind of secretive, Scientologists.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. People have been just full on, flat on, sprinting through the front doors and seeing as an online challenge how far they can get into the Scientology offices or church or building or whichever it may be. So now, you know, their Scientologists are not very happy about this. So now they're trying to get the LAPD involved on this. And then now they're just removing the handles on their doors.
I mean, we're just trying to live their lives.
Well, I mean, this is different because the handles were removed from the inside long ago. Okay. So they can't get out of that.
A rugged individualist in Berlin, Germany, loves her body art. She goes by Trinity Electric 5.
Almost went that direction.
Social media.
Was almost my radio name.
She's also a diehard surfer. So she decided to get a tattoo in honor of the ocean. And inked the whites of her eyes a deep blue.
Ooh.
But wait, there's more. She also got fangs carved into her mouth, as you do. Her tongue is split. She says, this is me getting out and betting on myself. But please, we've talked to us before. No wagering.
No.
Uh-uh.
Well, she's probably on Tinder, so rock yourself out. There you go. Let's go to quick New York. A woman is facing up to 25 years in prison now after she was found guilty of throwing a stick of dynamite into her boyfriend's bedroom.
What?
Exactly. It cost him to lose a hand.
What?
You get sticks of dynamite.
Ever wonder what type of Guinness World Record you could win? I think I've found mine. Congratulations to David Rush and Alex Gosh.
Oh, it's that guy again.
Yeah. They managed to keep 5 balloons in the air for 16 minutes in beautiful Boise, Idaho, beating the previous attempt by over 6 minutes.
There you go. That's it?
I know.
I think it may be done.
I know.
That David Rush guy, that's the guy that, like, even balances a lawnmower on his face.
Yeah, but did he drive it through Target? No.
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 And then finally, 22 Sri Lankan monks returning to Thailand, from Thailand, were arrested on Sunday at an international airport in Sri Lanka with 242 pounds of cannabis.
Whoa!
That is a Sri Lankan international airport record. Each carried about 5 kilos of it in their luggage. Which they first started suspecting it was weird. Because monks that have not changed their robes, why do they need luggage,
yeah,
man?
Right? Come on.
The answer was found within. Dum, 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 dum. Listening to Real Kids.